Okay, so I bet you didn't know this, but dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. And this could be why maybe you're experiencing daily headaches, dizziness, brain fog, muscle fatigue, muscle cramps, dry skin, and more. You guys know that I am obsessed with being hydrated, but I'm not very obsessed with drinking plain water. So that's why I love Liquid IV. It is the easiest way to stay hydrated. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone. It has as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water, plus vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. So if you have not been feeling your best, if you've been feeling headachy, maybe your workouts aren't as good, so many of you don't realize this could be a hydration problem. What I love most about it is that it just tastes so freaking good and actually makes me drink a ton of water. And I've noticed that my skin isn't as dry. I really struggle with dry skin, and I do as much as I possibly can to make sure that I feel super hydrated and keep my skin from cracking. So Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco. Or, because you guys listen, why wouldn't you just get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HAPPY at checkout? That's HAPPY, all caps, at checkout. 25% off anything you order when you use your promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. And again, you can also find them at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco. You guys, give it a try.
When I have a disturbing feeling or a feeling that doesn't really resonate with my body, where I'm having a lot of doubt or angst, I kind of reverse engineer it and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? And most of the time it becomes self-doubt, or something maybe hurt me. And then I recognize that I don't want to feel that way. So what can I do with this particular thought to make me move forward?
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, 3-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And it's so much fun because on today's quickie, I invited someone along because you know what? I have had to jump back into doing these because I think I've skipped about 3 for the first time ever in 3.5 or 4 years or whatever it is that this podcast has been around for. And I really just needed some motivation to leap back in. And this girl was the perfect girl to get me started on an amazing path. And let me tell you, I had so much fun talking to her. You guys are going to get so many amazing wisdom bombs because Amira Sain is the founder of Brunch and Slay. And she also has the incredible Brunch and Slay podcast, which I was just able to go on. She's a graduate of Texas University, Commerce veteran on the Texas Army National Guard, and former regional sales director for Remington Administrative Services. She's been recognized and awarded for her leadership skills and service to her country. You guys, this is all about fear. And I don't know about you, but no matter how many times I do something new, fear still creeps up, and we talk about that. And these are 3 major things that stop us and 3 ways to get over it. So let's get started on the quickie with Amira. Amira, I'm so excited that you could come on the show. And this is so much fun because normally I do my quickie episodes alone, but you know what? I just feel like talking to someone today. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing some of your wisdom. I got to be on your show. Tell me a little bit about your show right now.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. My show is the Brunch and Slay podcast, and it's geared mostly toward women who want to thrive in business and in life. So we literally consider ourselves a stage and we hold the spotlight where we shine a light on women who are disruptors in their space and who are literally creating something out of nothing in a lot of cases and just highlighting their businesses, their brands, their products, and talking about their journey and how they slay in business and in life. And we do it every Tuesday.
Is that normally in person or has this all started from the podcast?
Oh, yeah. It's all from the podcast. And we have had live podcast recordings, of course. And it actually started out as a pop-up event series. So it started as a digital platform. And once we started the event series and folks kept reaching out wanting more content, we evolved into a podcast because I am not a natural writer, right? So blogging was not going to work for me. But speaking and helping women feel, you know, loved and encouraged, that's my jam. So it was just a no-brainer for me to just kind of share the platform with other women.
Oh my God, I love that. I think people forget about that with ideas that honestly, a lot of times the initial idea that you have is probably not going to be the one that you end up like it's going to evolve. It's going to totally change. So it doesn't have to be perfect in the beginning or it can just totally morph into something else.
Yeah. And, you know, in my experience, I think they all kind of layer. Like we start out with our guns blazing and we're going to change the world with this one idea. And then you realize like 2 or 3 years in, it's like, oh, if I hadn't have done that, I would not be here. So it's just like breadcrumbs, right?
Oh my God. You just gave me full body chills because Chris and I, my husband on our walk the other day, because I'm starting a new company right now. And I said, you know what people don't realize is there's never a real big like landfall or win. I said, it's all breadcrumbs. And if you can just hold on till the next breadcrumb, that's all it is. Breadcrumb to breadcrumb to breadcrumb. So
I agree. Yeah.
And you have to get excited about the breadcrumbs. Like otherwise there is no big thing. Like
no.
It's all like these little exciting things.
Well, you know what I think? I think when we have the big things, we see a lot of crash and burning, right? Because yeah. You start out with this huge thing and you think that's the way it works. And when you don't immediately consistently have that, it truly messes with your ego. And most of us aren't built that way, right? We can't handle that. So it's like gradual is better, even though we want it big. Gradual is good for the soul.
Good for the soul, sustainable. Like, yeah. My God, I have burnt myself out so many times on like just exactly what you said. Like you kind of either go for the big thing or you're, you know, guns blazing for a while. And it's like, it's just, it doesn't work. Like you actually get really either sick of it or over it, or you just can't do it.
Right.
Okay. So today we're going to chat about kind of the three things that hold you back from doing that thing that you want. And when we were talking right before this, the first one that you said, you're like, well, obviously it's all coming from a place of fear. And I couldn't agree more. I'm like, yes, let's talk about fear because I could literally create a podcast just on fear. That's pretty much what this is. and what holds people back? So the number one thing that you said, or that one of the three things was fear of not being the expert. So tell me about that one.
Well, you know, it's the imposter syndrome, right? So yeah. We talk about that a lot now as far as, am I good enough? Am I worthy enough? And women particularly struggle with this because we are oftentimes wanting perfection to prove that we are worthy, as opposed to using our experiences as layers, right? In the journey of our worth. So I think a lot of times when it comes to sharing new ideas or embarking on the journey of starting something new, we're often wondering, am I going to be seen as a person who knows their stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Are people going to call me on the carpet and say they saw me mess up? Because we all are human. We have all messed up in front of an audience, right? Yeah. And I think that's the thing that we tend to forget sometimes is that we are all human. And even Beyonce cries in the closet, I'm sure, sometimes. So, you know.
That's a nice picture for me. It makes me feel better. I want to see her fierce on stage, but I also want to know she cries in the closet.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the humanality that we get to share, right? And behind the scenes when we talk about those things that don't just quite land where we thought they were going to, but what we learned from them and how we evolved. But I think that's the first fear is, you know, just wondering if I will be accepted. Will I be seen as an expert?
When did this, like, when have you last had this experience of, you know, thinking, oh my God, I think I need to have done this before. I need to show up in this way.
Oh gosh. I have it all the time. Like literally, yeah. I had the the journey and the privilege of being featured in Apple Podcasts for Juneteenth, right? Mm-hmm. And I was so over the moon and so ecstatic because that's a huge honor for Apple to highlight your podcast, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought, man, there's a whole lot of good podcasts out there. They're going to say, I'm not ready. And how did they pick her? I immediately thought that, which is crazy, right? And mm-hmm. that's a perfect example of us just like not seeing that, you know, hard work pays off and live in that moment and appreciate that moment and store it away because more days will come, the dark times will come, you know, and just put it, file it away because that feeling will return. And I deal with it all the time, but that's a perfect example. And this just happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was just beating myself up and then something happened in meditation and said, girl, stop, you know, enjoy this time. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't care who you are, communication is one of the most important things that we do. And I can tell you as somebody who pretty much writes for a living, whether it is online, whether it's emails, whether it's social, or whether it's some of the books that I've written, you literally want to make sure that you're communicating effectively. And I don't know about you, but I've had those moments where I have sent some pretty embarrassing typos, not to mention even getting some edits wrong in my book. And if you're like one of my best friends, she actually had a typo on the cover of her book. And let me tell you, this would have been perfect timing for Grammarly. Grammarly is the digital writing tool that you can always rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. You guys, this is not like a spell check whatsoever. It works across multiple platforms, including Gmail, Google Docs, and Slack. It is the digital writing assistant that helps more than 20 million people put their best foot forward. It helps me so much with catching different things like consciousness checks, tone, and even plagiarism. You guys, if you've ever written a book, sometimes you're like, am I this amazing or was this a quote? It's going to help you with that. It's super intuitive and it's actually going to help fill in different things that you may not have even thought of. So you guys, Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback. Like you can really level up your writing in different projects. So right now, because you guys know I'm obsessed with my sponsors, you get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/happy. I'm going to spell that out for you. It's grammarly.com/happy. So go check it out. Happy is all caps. You guys have got to try this. You're going to love it. Okay, so that's a little lead into, I was going to ask you, if somebody is really leaning hard into, and I had such a, you know, imposter syndrome when I started everything. I'm in it quite a bit right now, to be quite honest. Like, what are your go-to tools to pop yourself out of that?
You know, for me, the number one thing that fixes everything is to get quiet for a minute. I think a lot of times if I can just be alone in my thoughts and then kind of dissect, why are you feeling this? And I've learned something over this last year, and I know this is going to sound kind of new age for a lot of people, but when I have a disturbing feeling or a feeling that doesn't really resonate with my body, where I'm having a lot of doubt or angst, I kind of reverse engineer it and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? And most of the time it becomes like that self-doubt or something maybe hurt me. And then I recognize that I don't want to feel that way. So what can I do with this particular thought to make me move forward? How can I change it to the positive? Like, where's that silver lining in this thought? How do I, you know, Jedi mind trick myself into moving forward? And typically it's like, okay, something as simple as I'm mad at my husband. Well, why am I mad? Because I don't think he hurt me. Well, you know, would he intentionally not try to hurt you? No. Okay. Well then get over it. Mm-hmm. Right. Recognizing that we don't have to spend an obscene amount of time relishing in that negative space. Like I choose to be in the positive space. So it is a practice. It is something that, like I said, I started in 2020. It's something that is daily. It's a struggle, but it's helped immensely getting quiet and then just shutting it down, just shut it down.
Oh, I love, you know what? I love that. And we talk so much about, which by the way, we welcome all of every type of woo here. So, so definitely those are the thoughts that I go through all of the time, especially, you know, right now we are spending months and months together, or most people are in quarantine or with whatever is going on in their life. And you can really go down a crazy rabbit hole of taking things personally, whether it's online or whether it's with your spouse or your family. And it's just like really choosing those battles and going, is this real? Like, I love that you shared that right to the point of how simple you made it of, would he actually be trying to hurt me right now? No. Okay. I'm over it.
Right. Like,
how much of our life do we actually want to spend in those thoughts that are simply stories we're making up in our own head? It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
It's a distraction. That's what I call it. It's the ultimate distraction, right?
Oh, completely. From your life purpose, from your happiness. And it's even crazier that sometimes do you ever notice that you're like choosing it? Like you're choosing pissed.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times we do it because it's easier to be in that realm than to do the uncomfortable, right? Yes. You know how not feeling so good feels. You know that it will pass, but it's easier to do that than to take a leap. And, you know, it's literally procrastination, mental procrastination, you know, from your destiny.
Oh my God. Yes. What is that quote? It's like the devil that you know is better than the devil that you don't or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
It over and over. Okay. So fear, we're going on to number two, which you had said of like your job finding out, like people finding out that you're doing something new or opinions around it. What does this one mean to you?
Oh, I love this one because a lot of times in the world of entrepreneurship, which is where I am a lot, especially in my space, people still work full-time jobs. And a lot of companies do not smile at you having a dream outside of their realm. Most managers and owners of companies are not out there looking for entrepreneurs to work for them because they feel like they're going to ditch them as soon as they get a moment. And people need stability. So a lot of times they hinder their brand and they downplay it by not sharing, by not publishing it on LinkedIn, because they're afraid that their main source of income is going to find out. And there a lot of times are negative repercussions to it, you know? Mm-hmm. As soon as something happens, they'll say, oh, she's distracted because she has that brunch and slay thing going on, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. And it might not necessarily be true. And I think that fear will automatically limit your imagination as to where your dream and your brand can go. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing that makes you put it in the word that I hate the most, the side hustle zone. I hate that word because no one wants to hustle, right? We want to build, we want to win. We do not want to hustle all of our life, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that that's a huge one, just fear of what your job will know. And then of course you have those close people to you, like family and friends who know your history. They know every time you fail. They know every time that you borrow money, right? And if you come to them yet again with another great idea, they are going to immediately poo-poo on those dreams. So those are major fears that are totally relevant, you know, in the journey.
So why do we have to do it anyway? Like what? So what do we focus on if we're like, yeah, but the repercussion?
I think we have to do it anyway because the when you leave here, we don't want to say what if and I shoulda, right? This journey is unique and you don't know, none of us know how long it lasts. So do you really want to take a chance on not answering the call and have regret? Like that's a disease in itself. That's a lot of heartache and heart disease, just festering and cancer, just holding on to the doubt and then the jealousy that will come because someone else will have that same idea and make it work.
Hmm. God, I mean, that's just, we're going to hold that quote. That's going to be great. Okay. That was so beautiful. I was just applauding over here. So one of the coolest things that I have heard from you guys, tons of you have reached out to me and let me know how many of you are loving Skillshare right now, and you've signed up because of this podcast. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes. Picture anything that you would ever want to learn. It's like college online, but way better, way more fun, and at your own pace. You guys, you can explore pretty much any skill you can possibly think of. Or if you're like me, sometimes I love to just get lost in creativity, in learning, in playing, and figuring things out. So that's exactly what Skillshare is amazing for. Let me tell you what they have. Like, this is literally mind-blowing. And I know for all of you who listen, you're either an entrepreneur, a creative, or you're just obsessed with learning, which I am. So listen to this one. Creative breakthroughs. 8 Exercises to Power Your Creativity, Confidence, and Career by Danielle Crissa. Okay, we could probably all use that, not to mention the incredible classes that they have on marketing, on social media. And you guys know I'm launching my new company and I need to learn everything I possibly can about marketing. And I'm doing that on Skillshare. So it offers members so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creative Skillshare people. It is a beautiful, amazing community of so many incredible creative people. You guys, you have to go and check it out. It's incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month, and it has classes to fit your schedule and every skill level. So explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/happy. You guys, for real, that's 2 whole free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. How many things could you learn right now in 2 months? Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/happy. 2 free months free. I hope you try it. Fear of success. Like fear of failing or fear of success, I guess that can kind of be the same thing.
Yeah.
Tell me that one.
I think a lot of times we have dreams and they feed us, right? They keep us going on the journey. And a lot of times our dreams are limited. So when we actually reach them, we don't know what to dream for next. It's like, I didn't expect this to come true. It was just something, a carrot I dangled in front of myself. And when you get there and it does happen and it's well received, a lot of people are stumped as to what to do. And then they lose a lot of brand identity. You see that a lot after 2 or 3 years of business, right? If you've had any inkling of success, it's like, okay, what next? Or something big happens and it's like, I never thought that in a million years. I don't even know how to react to it. And it's more comfortable to be working toward that dream because we're all comfortable with checklists and things to do. Right? We're not necessarily comfortable in turning the page and actually becoming the boss and becoming the person who is the provider for others. That is very scary. And it's a lot of responsibility. So it's just easier to be in the shadows to help someone else with their dream a lot of times because you can cheer for them. And a lot of times it's just the self-doubt that we feel because we know ourselves. We know our history. We know who we wronged. We know all those things that we pray about to be forgiven or whatever the case may be. And we don't feel worthy, and it kind of goes back to self-worth. But I think the fear of success is the ultimate sabotager, right? Because we are all here to achieve our dreams, period.
Yeah, I think you start to realize the responsibilities as you start to move forward. And a lot of times that's where I know my methods, thank God. So that's one of the ways that I actually stop from sabotaging myself is to notice when I'm like, is this really a fear or is this me searching for a way to sabotage myself because I'm really afraid of what's next or the responsibility? And it kind of always goes back to me going, yeah, but can I leave this planet and let it be okay that I did not do this thing? And I'm always like, oh, crap. Oh, no, I have to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think sometimes there's like, for me, it's just like it's a yearning feeling. Like it keeps you up at night and it's all you want to talk about. Like I literally have had friends say, okay, Amira, can we talk about something else? Like that's what's feeding you, right? And so the fear of burying that and not giving it the power that it needs, I'm okay with it not being the best thing since sliced bread, right? Mm-hmm. I can deal with a little bit of rejection and a little bit of not, a quote unquote failure, but the biggest failure would be just not even trying.
So real quick, coming back from failure, because some people can't, for me, in order to get anywhere, I've had to accept that I could fail miserably. I could, I go to worst case scenario and see if I could accept it. And if I can come back from that and who else has, been there and done that and what did they do? Like I need to, assess every single angle. So for you, what do you do to come back from failure? Like, let's say you've had a miserable failure, which you're a human, so I'm sure that you feel that you have. How do you get yourself back in the game quicker so it doesn't take you out so long?
I'm a queen of setting time limits. Like, I know that's probably crazy and every psychologist would... tell you no. Like even with crying, like I have been in situations where I just needed a good cry and I'm like, okay, the timer's set. You got 15 and like, you better get it out, watch something like watch Beaches or Steel Magnolias, something to really get those tears going. And you boo and you shut it down and you give it its time, you acknowledge it. And then after you shut it down, you know, you get yourself a glass of wine, dust your knees off and you go back at it. And you don't stop. And I do think a lot of times it's just looking at it and see what could I've done differently.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, I love that. I love that so much because I do that. I literally do the exact same thing. And I didn't realize that because I don't set a timer, but I say things like, I just did it last week. I was like, okay, you get another week and then you're just jumping in because there is this point, right, Amira, where you go, you're like, now you could continue down that path and you really can, if we look at the history of our feelings of that week or that day, like it will tell you, no, you need more time. And sometimes you do, but there are moments where I'm like, you know what, this has been a while. And now I'm starting to actually just get used to this like baseline of feeling miserable. And now I'm kind of like noticing I'm choosing it. So that's why I set deadlines, because I think as humans, we get really, it's easy to get addicted again to the negative or to the, yeah, but I'm tired or I don't feel like it, or I'm not inspired. Oh, that was a big one for me last week. Just not inspired yet. And I was like, do you ever really feel inspired, Lori? Like you got to jump in, right? Like do you think inspiration is like a myth for entrepreneurs?
No, because I do think there are certain things I can do to kind of prime the well, you know, like connecting with nature. For me, a good day of exercising outside, a long walk really does inspire me. Listening to great books or a good podcast of someone who inspires me. Even sometimes looking at their Insta feed, you know, someone who is where I want to be. That can motivate me. And I made it, like when I first started my business this time around, I made it a point to only follow people who brought me joy. Yeah. And only follow people who I didn't like. There's no malice or envy or, you know, anything like that, because I wanted something that was going to keep me going. And I try to surround myself around content like that, you know, and I think that kind of helps me live in a bubble, which I know I desperately need. I can't allow negative things, even TV that I watch. I limit that stuff because I really have to stay in the zone. And that's what keeps me, you know, in my inspired mode most of the time, or helps me get back to it quickly.
So good. Okay, I'm going to do some really quick rapid fire. Let's see how fast you can answer them. Trust me, I'm a woman of many words. So if you can't do it quick, no worries. All right. So what has been true for you about relationships with females, friends?
Oh, one compliment goes a long way.
Ooh, that is good. All right. What has been a rule that you have found to be a universal truth about business?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think, you know, always try to help. I think that's my leading thing. If I help people, it always comes back to me when it comes to business as far as collaborating. Yeah, always try to help.
So good. Isn't that the truth? That is so universal. I agree with that one for sure. Yes. Here's my last one. Okay. What are you most excited about right now?
Oh, I'm excited about this, new wave, this new dawn, whatever this is that we are sitting at home for.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it into words, but there has definitely been a shift.
Yes.
And not only just being aware of our families and the people we love and relishing that time we have with them, like being present. Oh my gosh. Like it's changed a lot. And then socially consciousness, I think we're in awakening and I'm so grateful to be privy and have a front row seat for it.
Oh my God. Well, I am so grateful right now to have this conversation with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can we find you and follow you? This was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Seriously. I am at brunchandslay.com and at brunchandslay on all social media. So super simple, at brunchandslay.
Oh my God. Amira, you're amazing. You guys, if you loved this podcast as much as I did, you always know that I think the biggest gift that you can give to our awesome guest, because she just like poured so much wisdom on you, is to tag her. Amira, you have an Instagram handle?
Yeah, at Brunch and Slay.
Okay, at Brunch and Slay. Tag her at Brunch and Slay and let her know what your biggest takeaway was from this podcast. You know, we always love to see it. You know, I share you and shout you out, all of the fun things. So Amira, thank you so much again. And you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.